B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's do some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
I was thinking about, actually, the weather and the, how much I enjoy being outside. Andrew, the first thing I actually woke up was, when I woke up thinking is I got another practice today. So we had practice.
Yeah.
So he's basically playing on two teams, right? So every, and I'm, you know, I'm like a helper on one and the head coach on the town team, right? So, you know, I remember thinking, going, oh my God, how am I going to do all this?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought of. He had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday.
How much did you actually get to watch this weekend? Your poor
I watched
soul.
Around it. I did. I watched a lot. Like Saturday night, I watched Sunday.
Yeah, which is good.
Friday night. Like, you know, I mean, it wasn't my normal, I watched every game.
Yeah, sit on the couch or normal times at a bar
right.
for the full day.
Right, I didn't do any of that, but I did watch. I watched a good bit. This is where you can't be selfish when you're dad, you know?
Well, yeah, of course. But you got good weather, and that's good for baseball practice. Nothing worse than practice in the cold.
Yeah.
Because now you're just miserable.
Oh,
you're not even playing a game.
It was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, because like during a game, at least like, you know, you're up and you're moving around. But during practice, you're at stations and you're freezing.
Yeah, like
practice in the cold was the worst.
It is horrible. Like, you know, and it's funny because yesterday, my man Warren, the coach, had a 3-hour practice for him yesterday.
Oh, why?
Well, it was like taking advantage of the good day, and it was good. I mean, it was a little inter-squad scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
And it was good.
How'd he hit him?
It's amazing because the kids are phenomenal. Like when you watch the kids develop, like now living it is really fascinating. When you see a kid. And not, you know, not just my own. You really grow fond of all the kids on the team, you know? You root for all the kids. And when you see them improve, even from day to day, right? Like from week to week.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I remember these kids from last year and the year before, right? And then when you see these kids really improve, it's really nice. It's cool.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
you enjoyed
yourself.
Very rewarding, I will say. Yeah.
All right.
Well, so how about
sorry
you?
Sorry that you missed some of the games, but at least you had that.
Nah, it was great.
So this morning, it's crazy, right? I woke up yesterday feeling like a human for the first time, right? Like, and today I feel good. So this morning I was like, all right, the house is a mess, obviously. There's just stuff all over the place because I've just been living in filth. So I was like, let me take the trash out. Let me get the laundry together and whatnot. And you know what I realized was just so weird this morning? As I was about to walk out, I live in Manayunk where there's all row homes, so it's not like I have my own driveway or anything. I'm about to walk out to take out the trash, and then Christy stops me. She goes, hey, put on your mask, because you don't know who might be out there. Which was just such a weird, like, just a weird moment, needing to put on a mask, because obviously I don't want to spread it to anyone. God forbid my neighbor walks out and comes up to me, and I didn't even, like, see him coming up.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I hear you, and I'm over the mask too. Like I am.
But like I definitely have to wear it, right? Like I have it, right? So I'm about to take out the trash and I have to put on my mask and I have to walk to the trash can.
Yeah, you got to just go in your backyard and then just stay away from everyone.
Yeah, exactly. But the trash cans are out front.
Yeah.
So like that's the only time I've been out front since this whole thing started was taking out the trash. I was like, "Oh my god."
But we're going to talk about mask fatigue. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, enough.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it too, man.
Yeah, man. It's terrible.
I can't wait for this to be done. I can't wait. I might go somewhere now that I got the antibodies. I got to do something.
Yeah, now. I mean, did you see what happened in Miami Beach?
Oh my god, yeah, they had to shut it down. Yeah. It was packed.
Everybody's going to go crazy. It's going to be like, "We got to get out."
Yeah, like you said, caged animals. That's what we are right now.
I'll tell you one thing. The shore will be hopping this year.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, it was hopping points last year, but you could tell there was a difference. Yeah. You could tell there was less people, but this year it's going to be wild.
It'll be good. And what'll happen is, you know, again, knock on wood, but hopefully all the restaurants and bars in the city, in the region, you know, all the outdoor capabilities, they'll be hopping.
Yeah.
People will be looking to go out and doing stuff.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for the Phillies games.
Yeah.
No idea. Oh, dude, my God.
I got a good baseball itch right now.
Dude, I've been dying.
Especially being at the field.
Well, I told you. I flipped over to the Phillies spring training game during the tournament.
Yeah.
Just for a half an inning, because I wanted to watch Alvarado throw 101 miles per hour, but still.
You know what's amazing is that I was talking to some of the kids about Trout, and none of them really knew that he was from the area.
Huh.
See, that's a problem when you have 8-year-olds in the Delaware Valley that don't know really about Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Like if you're 8 and you're a baseball player, you got to know who Mike Trout is.
Yeah.
And you
got to
know that he's from the area.
But that's Rob Manfred's stupid self.
I know. Well, that again, that was just an aside. You brought up MLB with the Phillies, and I just dawned on me yesterday. I was having a conversation with some of the kids, and I was talking about Trout, and they were like, they had no concept.
Do the kids at least know Harper because he's here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's Harper. Good.
But like, how do you not know Trout?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when I was a kid, I knew Bonds, right? I knew Sosa, obviously.
Yeah.
You knew the best player of every single team at least.
It's a shame, though.
You knew your lineup and the best player from every team.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.